What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Look at us go. This is looking dangerously professional. We've got a light now.
Fancy.
How many episodes are we on?
Yeah, we're on.
Yeah,
how many episodes is this?
This is 160 something.
So you for 150 something, you had no light.
No.
Yeah.
Good. Slow adopters. But
we're slow learners.
Yeah. This is history making podcasting.
Imagine you guys right at now. Episode 1000, you might have two lights.
We might have listeners. Jared Goundry, welcome to the pod, mate.
Thanks for having me.
We got you on to save the show.
What's wrong with it?
Oh, we heard your pod with Bradley, and I listened to it, and I was like, holy fuck, this dude is dropping some knowledge.
I never listened to any podcast I'm on.
Yeah, right.
And I don't remember what happened. Because I just want to, like, I'm a normal person that doesn't like the sound of my voice, which is strange because I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
Which sucks when you want to make content because you're like, ugh, I fucking hate it. But actually, that podcast is probably the most podcast that anyone has ever reached out to me being like, I heard that one.
Yeah.
That was great. Because I just thought we were going to be stupid. And then they started asking me some, like, life questions. And I was like, oh, I'll just spread some
what I know,
I learned from failing, right?
Yeah.
And everyone was like, oh, that was really helpful. So I was quite surprised by that. Because I was surprised because I didn't think anyone listened to their podcast.
Yeah, well, apparently it did the rounds. Like, it went through Melbourne open mic scene. Like, everyone was fucking listening to it, just being like, holy shit, this dude knows what's up.
And no one told me except for you. So that's...
Oh, really?
This is the first time hearing about it.
First time it's come back to you?
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, shit. I guess because I'm at the club all the time, I hear people chatting and talking about shit. It was just like that came up and I was like, yeah, I fucking listened to that one like 5 times.
What was the takeaway? Because I didn't listen to it, so educate me.
Comedy sucks, and it's really hard to get ahead.
No, it wasn't that comedy sucks. Nah. It was just like that most people that do comedy suck at like the business side of it.
The bar is so low to be good at business. So it's unfortunate, and it's because most artists, regular artists, don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
So if you can learn, then you can automatically just get ahead of like most of the field. And I was fortunate enough that I identified that early because I didn't know it. And so I just taught myself all of the ins and outs of that thing. And, you know, it's been enabled me to grow and actually perform to real people.
Yeah.
Real people are the best to perform to, just quietly.
So sick, dude.
Yeah. And so that's what thing is. Yeah, just fucking
good
like,
to
learn
see
it.
Someone fucking doing it. I get the shits so bad. And especially after listening to that pod where you were like, being like, just go, like, put your stuff out online and just bomb online. And I've been doing that now, like, putting clips out. And it's not going great, to be honest. But, like, I'm fucking doing it and learning from it and, like, starting to see, like, oh, yeah, okay, I need to fix this and that, like, learning how to do it. But I film all the sets here and I send them out to people. And the amount of people that actually get back to me and are like, oh, can you do this for a clip? Or the ones that will clip it up themselves. Like, a few people clip it up themselves. I'm like, sweet. Collab with the club. That's sick. But just the vast majority, just like they never get back.
Because it's...
like, I don't want to burn bits.
And it's just terrifying. On. Burning bits is my favorite expression that isn't real. Okay, so think about how much people have you seen put something out there and then you remember it forever.
Yeah, no one
fucking... Right? Like, do you remember all the bits you see in person, let alone online?
Yeah,
so it's not... I can tell you right now, there's not anyone who follows me that goes, oh, I fucking know that bit word by word. Like, you're not burning anything unless it's on Netflix or, like, you have, like, a dedicated fan base that love everything you do and can recite your stuff back. You're not burning. And also, if 340 people have seen a bit, you haven't burned anything.
And one of the biggest comedians of all time, like Andrew Dice Clay, used to do bits and people would yell the bits out to him and fucking like do this one. Like, and he was one of the biggest comedians ever.
You think the Red Hot Chili Peppers are like, we're not going to make the film clip because we don't want to burn under the bridge.
Yeah.
Like, no, like it's a thing, right? Like you make the thing that you're proud of, you get it to a point where you want it to be and then you exhibit it. That's what it should be about.
Plus burning bits, like the amount of people that come into the club and they've seen you perform the same joke multiple times. I'm more worried about that than I am putting it out online. And maybe if I'm lucky, 100,000 people will see it. It's probably going to be more around the 10,000 or 15,000 mark that are going to see this bit. And that's just on the internet of everywhere. Like, how many percentage of people in Newcastle are going to see that? And then how many of them are going to go like, oh, I've already seen this at the club? No, the actual people that are sitting at the club that have returned, like returning customers, they're the ones that are going to be like, oh, I've heard this before.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with you putting shit out online.
You only have so much more energy per day, right? So if you worry about how much like effort you're going to put, how much effort and thought process you put into, I don't want to do this and I don't want to do that and I don't want to do this. If you just put that same effort into going, I'm going to make this video as best as good as I can and then putting it out there. And six months down the line, if you're worried about not doing something, you're not going anywhere with that skill set. But if you put 6 months worth of getting better at filmmaking, editing, finding all the angles and all the tricks, then 6 months down the line, you're going to be that much closer to that breakthrough.
Yeah.
And a lot of people do this. They don't want to bomb online, but they're happy to go to an open mic and die to eight people.
Yeah, it's weird.
But then they get 400 views and they think they failed. And it's like, well, imagine if those 400 people were in one spot.
Yeah.
You would call that
That's
a great gig,
10 times
right?
What you did at the open mic on Tuesday.
But what I think the blockage is you say you cut up all of these clips. And like, what's the percentage of someone putting it online to sending it out, do you think? 10%? 5%?
Yeah, 5%.
5%, right? Yeah. So I think that other 95%, what they're worried about is what their friends and family think.
Yeah.
That's
or
what
their
it is.
Job. If or they're their like, job. Fuck, I might get fired if I put out this joke about whatever fucked it is.
I think if you just, instead of going, I think I'm going to wait until the joke's perfect, if you just work on like not giving a fuck.
Yeah.
That is way more powerful.
And there's obviously context. It's like, don't just deliver dog shit and be like, oh, I don't fucking care. But like, you know, it's never going to be perfect.
No. And even if it is, 10 years down the line, you'll look back on that and think it's crap.
Yeah.
Because that's Hopefully. How you want to feel at all times if you are growing as at any particular skill, right? Yeah. So I always say, like, I started making content at like 5 or 6 years into comedy, and I wish I did it from year, like, maybe 18 months in.
Yeah.
So if you don't start now, at some point in the future, you're going to wish you started before present day.
Yeah.
So just start now.
Fuck it.
That's the whole thing.
And that's what I listened to that pod and I was like, fuck it, I'm starting. I'm doing it. But we'd already been doing the pod clips for a while. Mm. But oh my God, were they fucking awful when we started.
I've seen some of them.
They were just, the worst.
But think about like a breakthrough, right? So I think about this with writing. So I will write, if when I'm not traveling, I'll write most days of the week, right? And some days I sit down and nothing happens. But
it's like fishing.
Exactly, right? Yeah. But then sometimes three days in a row, nothing happens. And then on the fourth day, something happens. Now, if I didn't sit down and do it, if I just sat down when I felt like it, do I still have to wait those three times that nothing happened? So if I'm sitting down once a week because I think I should, do I have to wait 4 weeks for a breakthrough? But if I sit down and do it, I'd wait 4 days.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, as opposed to
the same thing as with content, right? So you're like, I've got this video that popped.
Mm.
So I figure out on my content creating, I reckon 1 in 30 goes off.
Mm.
Now, if I do a video a day, I'm popping once a month.
Yeah.
But if I do one a week, I'm not even popping once a year.
Yeah.
And that's just like, do your best. Don't fucking care about it too much. The moment you go, this one's going to make me, it's not.
No.
The ones that
that's what I was saying last night. It's going to be the one that you go, I don't really know about this one, but it's just going out. So that'll be the one. Yeah. It's Murphy's Law.
But the best skill I learned in content creating is to not care.
Yeah.
It's not this angle that. It's not this video program this. It's not this YouTube channel's got the greatest tips.
Yep.
It's go, who cares? Like, it's part of the job, right? Just do your best. But don't put out crap and know what crap is. Look at other people's stuff that's crap and go, I'm going to do better than that.
Yeah.
Identify what's good and crap. Do good to your level and then put it out. Don't hope anything happens. Move on to the next one.
Yeah.
Because 60 down the line, you're a different creator, right?
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
And that's up to you. That's up to you like if it's 3 months away or 3 years.
160 episodes in, just doing the same fucking
But you've got a light.
Yeah.
We got a light now. Thanks, Tanya. Yeah. It's my wife's light.
Not on your Tanya. Yeah. Not on your Tanya.
It was supposed to be for OnlyFans. Now Mitch is going to have to start one.
How are we going
to
see her butthole now?
I've been fixing up my van. That's the other thing.
Oh, yeah?
It's nearly getting there. That's been sweet.
What's the end goal with the van?
Just chains.
Chains.
Yeah, probably catch a few.
Time people up.
Wait till the police catch you.
Bag of lollies in the back.
Yeah.
Get some kids around.
Yeah, I just figured why not start kidnapping backpackers.
Yeah.
I mean,
more known for that than my comedy.
Dude, you'll pop off.
Oh, yeah, I'll be popping weekly.
Yeah, dude.
You got more chance of getting a rogue as a serial killer
than
as a comedian, right?
Yeah, comedian with a van.
I've been doing comedy for 7 years. No one's ever written me a letter.
No.
You kill 10 backpackers, all of a sudden all you've got sudden fucking chicks that want to marry you.
Yeah,
dude.
Isn't that fucked up? It's the only time I've ever killed.
Yeah. It went viral. Oh, yeah. Funny video. Mugshot.
Is the van for freedom? For creative freedom? To be able to perform other places?
Fixing up a Toyota Hiace so that I can travel around and do gigs.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the goal.
I've been traveling around. I made these stupid... it's not stupid. It's worked out for me, but it was tough at the time that I was like, I can stay in Melbourne or I could like try and work the entire Australian scene all at once.
Mm.
So I currently don't live anywhere.
Yep.
So I just follow the work.
Yeah.
And my thought process was behind it is like, if I can get it to work down the line, then it's done. As in like I can don't have to move to another place, figure that scene out, go to the next one. I'm just going to do it all at once.
Yeah.
Very stressful. Don't recommend it. But it's allowed me to feel audiences out and sort of Australia is so different as far as what people think is funny.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think Melbourne to Newcastle is probably Melbourne to Perth is probably the biggest contrast. You know, places like Newcastle, Perth, anywhere where there's sort of like a big working class or manufacturing.
Yeah. So Perth's a lot like Newcastle.
Traditionally.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're more in the sort of mining sector.
Yep.
A lot of money. So the demographic is swapped of like financially, right?
Yeah.
So now people can like, especially in Western Australia, can go and be some form of entry-level fucking labouring job, fly in, fly out, and earn
six figures,
pretty good cash, right?
Yeah.
So they have money to go and spend on things like entertainment, take their misses out.
Whereas rich people in Sydney and Melbourne will be on that money and they're like, I'm not blowing it on...
Correct. Well, they're spending it all on rent.
Yeah.
Rich dumb people are the best.
Yeah, because they're just giving it away. They're like, I need a new jet ski, I need the best Hilux, and I'm going to comedy, and I'm spending $200 on drinks.
Yeah, and a bag.
Sick.
Like, they're just poor investment choices, and I want to be in on that.
Yeah.
Because those people are great.
Yeah, you want to be the bag.
Yeah.
Put me in your nose.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. And, but to be able to, I see a lot of people who will stay in one area, and they are very good at that demographic.
Yeah.
And then Melbourne's very similar like this. They are, we call them sort of inner city comedians.
Yep.
But if you were to take them 3 hours away, they can die a solid death.
Oh, I'm the same when I go down to Sydney. I eat shit. I'm trying to like write some different jokes at the moment to like do better there. And I've got a gig. I've got two gigs down there in like the 5th and 6th this month. So I'm stressing.
Do you know what the cure to that is? Like, do you know? Like, how do you think you're going to overcome that?
Oh, just go down there and do gigs and practice and try new shit.
That's it.
And see what happens.
Yeah. Like,
and it can only be the jokes that I write and I think are funny. I'm not trying to like pander to this Sydney audience, but I'm like, what can I write on my own shit and try that and see if it works? Because a lot of people are like, you shouldn't like try and pander and bend over backwards for people. I'm like, I agree, but there's the right tools for the job. Like, I shouldn't be using a sledgehammer like I would in Newcastle. When maybe these people require a screwdriver or
exactly.
It's just like, yeah, I've got this joke that's a bit fucking, they might like that. Read the room, read the crowd. Like, that's part of the job. Until you get to the level that you're like, I'm doing a theatre show and it's my own fucking crowd and I can do whatever I want, then it's like, well, you have to fucking play the game, right?
It's not just like playing the game. It's like being hurt by the game, right?
Yeah.
And then going, like, if you crush and you drive home, you think about how awesome you are and you sleep good that night.
Yeah.
If you bomb... and you drive home, you think, what if I'd done this? I wish I'd done that. Or if I had my time again with this, I said that, they pulled back and I doubled down. That was a bad call.
Mm.
So you're creating all your own solutions through your failure.
Yeah.
Right? And the more you can do that, the better you'll get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of like...
Rather than being stubborn and just being like, no, the crowd was wrong. It's like, no, you're not going to learn shit, buddy.
You can do that you can do that.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I've done it.
Yeah. We all have.
But it doesn't do anything for you.
No.
It makes you feel a little bit better. But, like, I don't know. What do you want to do with your life? Do you want to feel better? Or do you
comes
want to
around and there's that type of crowd and then you're like... Because there has been crowds in here like that. like occasionally you get a crowd that's a bit smarter for whatever reason it is. They're just the people that turned up on the night in Newcastle, and you're like, oh, fuck, it's an educated crowd. They're not laughing at the stupid shit that they usually laugh at. And you're like, well, fuck, what have I got in my bag of tricks?
Well, through exposure and like and sucking and all that sort of stuff and all the things we do is like, you know, tortured artists. I'm going to like, I want to be good at this thing, so I'm going to go through the heartache of it. One, something will happen on stage like 6 months down the line. You won't ever feel any different.
Hmm.
But something will happen 6 months down the line and your mouth will just go, whoop, 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 and you'll just turn the whole thing around.
Hmm.
And then people at the back will go, that was really good because the energy was this, that, and everything else. How did you do that? But the real answer is, oh, I just sucked for ages in a different environment.
Yeah.
And it's not like, it's not big fish, little pond. It's just like fish in a fucking different pond.
Yeah.
It's like grow the skills to be adaptable in everything. I learned a lot of like traveling with Dave O'Neill, the comedian.
Yeah.
Fucking sick, man. He's like 30 plus years in.
Yeah.
We did 5 nights in a row, right? And he was doing about 30, 40 minutes. And I reckon every night, one night there was like 90-year-olds. We just did this weird town hall in the middle of nowhere.
Mm.
No booze. They had cups of teas and scones, bro.
Fuck.
Yep.
And like the opening acts were like out there going, we're going to die. And we did because also we put that in our own heads. But we're out there like, anyway, so fucking, woo, pedophiles, wow. Like,
yeah, old people don't like sex jokes, number one. They fucking hate that.
But they hate it.
Yeah.
They don't like swearing.
No. Nah. And
they love a little bit of racism. Just
it.
A little.
Yeah.
Like you can just walk that line a touch and they're like, oh, yeah.
You got a good Chinese accent, you can murder.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, dude.
It's insane. Especially out west, like old crowds out west.
And Dave O'Neill came in like in the break, right? Didn't even see like us do the thing.
Yeah.
Took one look at him and goes, oh, yeah. And just walked out there with like Inspector Morse jokes and like stuff. And I was like, he killed.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say you just walked out there with a Chinese accent. Just like, hello, everybody.
He's taped his eyes.
He's doing the full Krusty the Clown. He's so sorry.
And I was blown away. And I was like, so impressed. And I asked him afterwards. I said, dude, how'd you do that? And he goes, oh, I've just bombed heaps of these gigs before, so I just figured out they just like talking about what they used to do.
Mm.
And I'm like, what an insight. What a fucking simple insight that he put into action. And was like, at some stage, he invented the 90-year-old set.
Yeah.
In case it happens one in 600 times. And he's like, I'm ready. Yeah. He's a murder. I assume. I'm not sure what his brain works like, but I was like, that is the most impressive thing I've seen in comedy.
Yeah, well, your brain's just a machine that's like programmed to avoid pain. So if you do that enough times and it's painful, your brain's going to be like, buddy, we got to stop doing this.
We need to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a cruel game, this thing. I don't, I have a love-hate relationship with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I love it more than anything, but I hate that it's so hard.
What's your take on like Melbourne Comedy Festival and doing those sort of things? Because
in what regard?
In regards to like, I've heard like, because we're getting to the point now where we could either do like a split bill, half an hour each, or like put on some sort of show or showcase style, just do a lineup. But I've seen a lot of people that they either do fringe or they do comedy festivals, and they're like, oh, once I do that, like that's going to be like the next level. And then they just fucking blow all their money, and then they get disheartened, and then they either quit or fucking, they just never do it again.
Yeah, you got to be ready for that. And you like, look, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival is the biggest branded comedy thing in Australia.
Mm.
It's like the grand final of comedy. You've got 600 plus people doing shows. You've got all of the best comedians in Australia doing shows.
Yeah.
And you got to go and compete. And the people that don't do it well, and I know because my first one was difficult.
Yep.
Because you're in the fucking next league, cunt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what do you expect? You're just going to play, like, suburban footy and then just play for Essendon?
You know what I mean? Like, competing, because it is. Like, as much as we all want to be on the same team, we're all comics.
It's competing, but you don't want anyone else to fail.
Yes.
It's like, so the whole population of Melbourne is like, we're going to go to the comedy festival. Who should we see? We've got, our options are infinite right now, right? Why should anyone see you?
Mm.
Okay, don't worry about like what, even before what you're going to say, what does your fucking poster look like? Does it look like what everyone else's look like as far as standard? Because if it doesn't, you're not in the league yet. What is my like bio and the pictures? Does it look like everyone else's? That stuff you can just fix
by
what, if you can identify what's bad and what's good. Look at what's good. take it to someone who does stuff like photos, and I go, I want something like this, but I'm thinking this. And they go, do you mean that? And you go, yeah.
Yeah.
Pay them some fucking money.
Yeah.
That's what standard is.
Rather than spending all this money on like other shit or spending all your time perfecting a show that no one's going to come to because you haven't done the other shit to get people in the fucking door in the first place.
Exactly.
It could be the greatest show on earth, but if you've got five people in there and you perform it, it's not going to go well, even if it's fucking great. That's just how comedy works. Like this club, like if there's 40 people in here like last night, it's a lot harder than if there's 90.
Of course.
You could have a mediocre set and do fucking really well if there's 90 people in here. I've seen it all the time.
Yeah.
Also, get a room that you can manage.
Yeah.
I did the Adelaide Fringe last 3 years. 20-seater.
Mm.
It's a great room.
Yeah.
Should be easy.
First year, when I got 8 in there, I'm like, fuck, dude.
Nearly half full?
Exactly. And it's great.
Whereas if you have to sell 100 tickets to get it half full.
I sold it out 3 nights on the weekend. Dude, yeah. It's like being in the MCG.
Yeah.
It's the best, right?
Yeah.
And then you get to focus your time on doing the thing that you wanted to go and do there the whole time.
Yeah.
I see so many people go, it's pretty good, man. I got this 80-seater and I'm going to like this city. I'm like, cool. Like, do you know anyone there? They're like, nah, but I've like got a flyer. And I'm like, that sounds
I've
like
shit.
I've
flyed for shows. We're lucky here because we fly at the venue. So like we're trying to get these new shows up on Wednesday. One's a talent show, one's a new material night. And so we'll fly to the open mic shows because that's people that are coming out for free. So leading up to it, people are here Tuesday for the open mic and it's free. We'll just fly them on the way out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Just let them know that there's a show on. But when I first started flying, I was just out on the street just handing out flyers to fucking everyone. And like no one turned up. And I'm like,
of course.
Of course. No one fucking knows.
How many DoorDash things have you been given?
Yeah.
Do you get DoorDash? Because like you put the...
No, I live in the middle of nowhere. We don't have DoorDash.
But would you grab that thing, grab your phone, put the QR code in, go into there, go through 7 links, get a burger to... Like there's so many obstacles,
right?
So when it comes to... I don't talk all day about this shit because I don't know about it. But flying's got nothing to do with quantity, right? Like I would rather give 3 flyers out to somebody who stops and speaks to me for 10 minutes than give 1,000 to people walking past going, hey, mate, come on, take it with me. Think about every flyer you've been given.
Mm.
It goes in the fucking bin.
Yeah.
Or it's in your pocket. And you go, what the hell is this? You throw it out later, right? I would rather go, hey. And they look at me and they go, have you been to comedy before? And they go, oh, I haven't actually. You should. Yeah. I've got this thing. This is who I am. This is what I've done. Comedy festivals usually like this. Like, but I reckon the small ones are really cool. You never know who you're going to see. But I've also got this little code on the back here for you. No one else knows this, but it's only for this flyer. And it gives you 2-for-1. So you can bring your friend, right?
Yeah.
And if... so you can ask someone to come there and they're not like, come here and spend some money. You can be like, I've got a gift. Let's go out on me.
Yeah. You're giving them some sort of value with the flyer.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, this is going to sound weird, but it's like e-commerce. Okay? So think about every ad that has ever popped up in your phone, right? Mm. It's a t-shirt company. You've never heard of the t-shirt company.
It's always the t-shirt.
What does the t-shirt fucking ad say? It says 80% off.
Yeah.
Sale ends tomorrow, right?
So you've got the fear of missing out.
And you go... That shirt looks right. Oh my God, it's 70% off, right? You need to approach it like that. This person doesn't know who you are.
Yeah.
Hey man, do you want to come to a comedy festival show? It's half price right now, but I'm going to need you to book it in the next 10 minutes because the code runs out. Yeah, okay. Like, what do you value are you giving these strangers? Because it's not you. Because they don't know who you are.
Yeah.
Right? So if you can start gathering your head around all of that shit.
Yeah.
The stuff that you never thought about. Like if I had to do one course to get better at comedy, I would do a marketing course at university.
Yeah.
And figure out why people sell, why people buy things.
I don't even think that'd fucking work too. Because I reckon marketing at uni is probably like old school way of doing it. Like it changes so fast these days. You've got to really be like in it, doing it.
Even better to save yourself some money, go buy one off the internet, go buy 100 moisturizers, right? Get them delivered to your house. They cost $5 each, right? Sit them there and go, I'm going to fucking sell these 100 moisturizers, right?
Yeah.
And then go, well, I've handed out flyers and no one bought any moisturizer. Okay, sweet. Yeah. So then I'm going to try it tomorrow and I'm going to hand out 50 in this way. And I go, cool, I sold 2, right? So I've got some data. Yeah. Now I'm going to drop fucking X amount of things in some letterboxes. I'm going to put a different QR code on that so I can track who goes into this website through this, right? Then I go, cool, that doesn't work. I'm going to put some social media posts out and see what happens, right? That's how you get better at comedy. Because like you're going to open yourself, you're going to open yourself up to like 16 different ways that don't work.
Yeah.
And then you find out what does. and then you double down on that.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how I would get better at anything, yeah. right? So during the example, during the comedy festival, right, I was running a venue. We were advertising shows, right? I'm like still a relatively like nobody as far as like visually recognized comedian, which is fine. Happy with that. I was putting ads up that were like, this guy, here's a cool review. He sold out this. He's done that.
Mm.
It went fine. As soon as I changed a sponsored ad narrative to, we were in Richmond, which is one suburb out. The ad said, stuff going into the city. No one likes it anyway. Come down, have a cocktail and have a good night. It's been a rough week.
Mm.
That ad performed 16 times better than anything else.
Yeah.
Because we weren't selling me anymore.
Fuck, people really are sheep, aren't they? You just got to herd them in. And
we were just selling them a feeling.
Yeah. It's a madman shit.
To figure that out is grab $200, right?
Yeah.
Put four different styles of ads out.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Here's a cocktail special. Here's this emotion, right?
Yeah.
That data comes back.
Yeah.
Look at which one performs better.
Yeah.
Then throw all of your rest of your marketing behind the one that performs the best. That's how like any other business would do something.
Yeah.
So why the fuck don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're comedians. We're not fucking digital, like we're not SEO people.
But you have to do it.
The hack of the whole thing
is the better you get at that, the more time you get to do comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is the whole thing, right?
Yeah, I know.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating. I love it.
So I read this book where they were doing like voter polling or whatever. Or they're trying to gather donations for like a specific party. And they were talking about like the yes theory, like getting them to say yes. It's like, oh yeah,
if you get one yes, then your next yes is like
yeah,
so much
yeah,
more
yeah,
percentage.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And then they walk them through like multiple yeses and they're like, all right, sweet, would you like to donate? And everyone's like, no. And he goes, all right, so I rock up and I go, let's just fucking do the opposite. Like, do you like the way this country is being run? No. Do you think your politicians care about you? No. Do you think there's anything you can do about it? Probably not. What if I told you there was?
I want to vote already.
Yeah.
It's good. Exactly. That's powerful. That's really cool.
Exactly. And then you're like, oh, really? I'm like, how about you support this guy? This is what he's after. Can I have your credit card details? Yeah. You know what? Let's fucking do it. Let's make a change.
Mm.
So, like, dude, like what you just said then, like, the idea of like you're not selling a show, you're selling an idea. I was just like straight away, I was like, we run a Wednesday show, fucking hump days. Bang. Right away. I was like, all right, sweet, let's fucking sell a midweek hump days show.
Yeah.
Like let's sell a date night or whatever.
Yeah. Like, you're selling the feeling rather than
yeah.
And unless your the faces on the poster mean anything.
Yeah, don't have them. Yeah,
it doesn't
we
learned
that
anything,
with open mics, where we were like putting the MC's face on the poster, and it was all this work because you're like, oh, it's another week of fucking doing this open mic.
Send me a photo, let me cut it out.
All
that's not
that
the right
bullshit.
Megapixel. Blah,
yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, why the fuck are we doing this? No one knows whoever this MC is.
Do you spend any money on ads?
Not anymore.
Try it because you weren't getting what you wanted out of it.
Well, because we were doing it initially. Don't worry about it too much. Initially, I was doing ads, and we were charging for people to come in for the talent show.
How much?
Like $10.
Yep.
Which is almost a disservice sometimes because you do have it. Like if the people that have paid the money and turn up, they're invested and they're like sick. That's great. But for $10, it's like the cost of a drink.
Mm-hmm.
So, like the more that the logic was, if it's a free show like the open mic. The open mic's free and it's getting crazy numbers, like
40 to 60.
Yeah. Well, like if you can get that many people in and they just buy a drink and there's drink specials on the night, then you're already ahead of like making them log in, buy a ticket, all that shit to take a punt on a show that's like a talent show that may not be good. But I don't know whether that's the right logic or not.
How much does a show cost you to make? The talent show.
Talent shows, like I pay $50 for the third member on the panel. So me and Mitch and there'd be like the third person on the guest panel because we chat to the acts. So $50 for that. I put up $50 for a prize and then like, I don't know, just some miscellaneous props and gags and shit.
But obviously
like that.
You're not getting paid.
No, we're not getting paid.
Yeah. So if this was my show,
yeah,
right, first thing I would do is I go, how much would I like to get paid?
Yeah.
Right. And I go, why for your time, I want to get $150 each, right? So then I'd add $300 onto your cost, right? Yeah. You might not pay yourself for a while, but that's the cost.
Right, it's still there.
Your time and effort. Then I would calculate how much time it takes you to organize and all that sort of stuff. Then I would go in and find out what the minimum wage is, which is like $28, $30. I would calculate that by how many hours you put in. That goes on top of the cost.
Yep.
Right? Because if you want to make that thing sustainable, you're going to have to hit that.
Yeah.
And then you want to grow that. That's how any other business works, right?
Exactly.
You want to open a cafe. You're not like, yeah, but like we're here and we're here anyway. It's like, no, you want to earn some money, right? You got fucking houses and shit, right? So then you go, all right, cool. So the show on paper, like the minimum spend is $100 for the stuff, but we want to get this to making $600. Let's work around that. Then I would go, well, at $10, right, or drinks or whatever that ends up being, you organize some form of commerce deal, right? And you go, if we can get X amount of people in there, what's it worth? What would that be worth for you guys?
Yeah.
And they go, well, if we get 50 people in there and they all spend $20, right, there's your sort of mathematics on that. You go, cool, can we have 20% of that?
Yeah.
And they go, yeah. Like if you're creating the business, sure, right? And then you go, all right, cool, how do we get 50 people in? And then that becomes your
goal. That's the stage I'm at because I've had that thought. It's like the bar's going to generate X amount of money. If we can bring the people in consistently and go like, all right, this is making some money for it. We need to make some money back. But yeah, then that's where I'm stuck is like how the fuck do you get people out on a Wednesday?
And then you go, I'm going to try all of these things. So same thing. I would start with like $10 on like 10 different ads. You go, because you say to each other, you go, do you want to spend $100 and figure out how to like be successful?
Yeah.
The answer is yes every time, right? So you go, all right, let's think of 10 ideas now. Go.
Yeah.
One of them's like a little skit. One of them, whatever the fuck. Give it a go. You'll be surprised what works.
Yeah.
That's the thing. But you don't know unless you give it a go.
Yeah.
And then you go, holy shit, people are really around this thing. Or maybe it's a clip from the last show or like the people like dying or whatever. And then like, I'm going to watch that sort of thing. And you go, oh, maybe we're selling. It's a freak. Like you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what people actually want in the middle of the week. And then you go, this video worked really well. All right, let's put these words on it. Think your week was bad?
Yeah.
Come down and watch the talent show.
Yeah.
Video of some dying, right?
Yeah.
And then you go, all right, we know this video is working the most. Now let's do that again 10 times with a different caption. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Week's going good. Like whatever. Try 10 different things. Get more data on that.
Yeah.
Right. And you spend $100. $100, and then you finally whittle it down to like this fucking science of thing, and then you go, let's spend $600 on it.
Yeah.
And then you go, holy shit, we fucking sold out.
Yeah.
What's the bar? The bar goes, geez, this is going good, guys. You go, I don't know, you reckon we could put $10 on this? You go, 10 by 90, that's $900. And you go, cool, we've made $300 profit off our figure that we figured out that we need to make a successful business.
Yeah.
Yeah. The new material night we're rolling at the moment. We're gonna put a little bit of money behind ads for it. I'm gonna start the ads a bit earlier, and it's a free show. But at the end of the show, I'll be like, "Hey, it's a free show. Great, but if you think this was worth something, if you want to support
that.
The acts,
do that.
Yeah, the
So we've got like a tap and pay on over the bar. So on the way out, just tap your card, take your, 20 seconds, bang. And then if we can get, if we get 20 people in the door and then they all give us $10, well, then, we're sweet. All right. At least the goal is to build it to the point where it doesn't cost the club any money because at the moment it does. Like, we're so fucking lucky here that...
can I offer an alternative goal?
Yeah, man.
The goal should be to get it so good that other clubs want it.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Right? So then you go, well, if that becomes the new goal, then you write down, what's my goal? What would we need to do to make other clubs go, hey, guys, we don't do anything on this night. Would you want to do your show here? And you go, yeah, cool. But it'd be like $2,000 or something. And they go, yeah, that's great because, like, we can make sort of money, right? So then you start reverse engineering that and you go, well, what are we going to need? You know, like you look at the other people that have done that format. Kill Tony's the fucking... the high bar of the whole thing. You're like, well, we're going to have to get some equipment, which you've already got, right? So you've got the means to make things.
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden you can start reaching into the sphere of not only people that don't know about comedy existing in the city, just other people in Australia being like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Because like if it's good enough, then people will clone your idea as well. You'll be like, that's our idea. And you're like, yeah, because it's fucking good.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
And if you're the first to market with it, then you'll always be the first.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, like, a talent show, Gong Show, is not, like, an original idea.
Of course.
But you can... It's like... Like anything, like even the online content and stuff, it's like you take that idea, you're like, I know that works as a show concept or whatever it is, and then you put your own spin on it, and you're like, well, this is our version of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I would be punching out to other people that do talent stuff, right? Mm. So I'm assuming if I was to grab out my phone right now and I was to go onto Facebook and I was to go Newcastle Music Scene, Newcastle Improv, Newcastle, all of these things, right?
Yeah.
There's going to be people doing stuff. Mm. You grab like yourself another shit hot sort of like call out, like, hey, team. Do this thing every Wednesday. We'd love to see some more faces down here. Start getting people who will bring 10 friends.
Yep.
Yeah.
And be like, we'd love some storytellers. We'd love some fucking Shakespeare stuff. Like, whatever, right? Yep. And you bring them down and then you make fun of it because it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the conversation the next day at work, right? Think about the consumer.
Mm.
It's Thursday. You walk into work. You're a bit dusty. They go, fuck, what'd you do last night? You're like, oi. Have you been to Newcastle Comedy Club before? They go, I've been meaning to go. So there's this talent show on a Wednesday. It's fucking cooked. We're going back next week. It's so funny. Like, we had beers and stuff. It was cheap drinks and that. We're going there. What are you guys doing next week? Let's go to the thing. Create that. Because that's more powerful than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, well, yeah, that was exactly one of the things as well. I was like, I've started hitting up different... Because last time we did the talent show, man, it was a little bit disappointing, man. We didn't get anyone, like, we got very few people from the scene turning up to do this. It's literally free stage time for any of the open micers, whatever. And I was like, all right, fuck it. Let's just start hitting people up. And then, like, we're hitting people up, we're booking them. And then I was like, fuck it. I've started, like, looking up magicians in the Newcastle area.
Love it.
I'm like, let's get some fucking magicians. Let's get, like, just different people and be like, hey, look, we got a show. Like, this is the format, whatever. But you're also going to get, like, a mad clip out of it to put up on Instagram.
Here's
what, like, we're selling sort of thing. That's what I was trying to do with, like, the show No Holds Barred. It was like, it's just the fucking most hardcore, like, comedy show that I could think of where, like, anything goes. It's like, and you might turn up and you might fucking crush because you're doing dead baby jokes and that's what people turned up to see.
Yeah.
And you might fucking eat your ass because you decided you're going to do a musical act and you didn't prepare properly and the fucking sound guy didn't know that he was supposed to play the music. and you might die. And that's funny too.
It's hilarious. So it's the, like, funniest thing I could ever imagine is watching that certain scenario.
Yeah.
So sell that.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's the feeling? The feeling's like, wah, 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 or is it like, this thing's whack and you might see a dead baby joke and a fucking flute player?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, figure out what people want. And, like, I only learned this recently, but, like, so I'm going to geek out for a second, but I read this book a couple of weeks ago. So essentially I read, like, a business book every couple of weeks. Just learn. Try and get some more. And I read this book, no shout out, but, like, it's called Million Dollar Weekend, right? And it's like how to make $1 million business on a weekend. And you're like, obviously that's not true. But the whole idea of the book is, like, you should really figure out if you've got something people want before you go get a fucking email address, like a business card. What everyone normally does is they go, I'm going to create a logo. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do all of these things. And they go, who wants it? And they go, no one wants it. And you go, what is it?
Mm.
And you go, fuck, I've just wasted time and money. So the idea is you go, like, all right, I've got a business idea. I'm going to walk people's dogs. So instead of going and making all of that sort of stuff, pull out your phone, message 10 people you know with a dog and be like, can I walk your dog for $50? And they go, nah, man. And if you get 10 no, like, to no's to people that are close to you, you don't have a business.
Yeah.
But if they go, nah, and you go, I go, hey, what would it be with your dog that I could do that you would pay me $50 for?
Mm.
And they're like, if all of them come back and they're like, I hate washing him, then your actual business is you need to create a dog washing business.
Yeah.
And you can figure that out, like, after you drop 70 grand into a business idea, or you can figure that out before you do anything.
Yeah.
Right? So I was thinking of a show idea the other day, got carried away with my creativity, and I was like, I like choose your own adventure books. Like, what if I fucking did a show and, like, the audience are like, blah, 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 blah. So I was like, stop myself after reading this book, kind of figured out what it's going to be, pulled up my phone, I messaged 4 people and I said, I'm doing this show, like, honest opinion. And they went, don't really get it.
Yeah.
And I went, thanks. And I just kept moving on.
Right.
That's way better than writing a show.
Going
to Adelaide.
Yeah. Spending thousands of dollars. Yeah.
Spending thousands of dollars and then going such and such, right?
Yeah.
But if you send that, we did that with another idea, which I am going ahead with, send that out to them and they went, fuck yeah, man, I'd watch that. And you go, done.
Cool. Yeah.
I trust that. Now let's put the time and effort into the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take it all back, right? Moral story is data. Get some fucking data on everything, right?
Yeah.
Because we do that with jokes, right? So you're I've got this idea. I'm going to stand up in front of eight people and they go, I like that. You go, I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They hate it 10 times, you stop.
Ideally.
Ideally. Maybe you'll keep doing it for 5 years. Yeah. Fuck it.
That's correct. Yeah, true. Yeah.
This one's for me. Yeah.
If that's the case, you're unhelpable. Right? Yeah. That's like a disability thing. But,
yeah, dude.
That's the idea that I...
Sorry, Brian.
I'm trying to get super qualified at that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because realistically, I just want to tell some fucking jokes, bro.
Yeah.
I love it more than anything in the world. Yeah. But like,
well, there's some other cool stuff that you're doing as well with like the toilet paper, getting that going.
That's to help comedy.
Is it?
I'm gonna sell this. I'm selling toilet paper.
You selfish bastard! I thought you were doing it for the veterans.
But do you know? Yeah. But I was a guy came to me and he's like, I've got this idea. He's like, do you want to do the marketing? And I said,
yeah.
Yep. And I said, what? How do you reckon? Said to him, how are we gonna sell this stuff? And he goes, And I said, I think we can sell it to people or we can sell it to organizations.
Yeah.
And then we figured out that's the key, right? That has been the best thing that's been for my comedy. Do you know why? Because I have to email 100 people to get one answer back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Versus bookers in comedy.
Do you know how much that sucks?
Yeah.
But like once you get like enough rejections that it doesn't matter anymore,
yeah,
you're fucking nearly invincible.
Yeah.
Did you?
Like that's it. So then when I'm like, I want to do my solo show somewhere. And I'm like, okay, I'll just email 100 people.
Yep.
Country pubs and stuff. You guys go, yeah, we've had a band before. Okay, cool, sweet. You get 12 in. And then you can either look at it, you go like, I got 88 no's.
Yeah, or you can go,
I got 12 yeses.
I got 12 gigs that made a grand.
And yeah.
Right?
Fuck yeah.
And then you go, holy shit. All right, well, imagine if I did 1,000. Okay, cool. Take it back to data. How long did it take me to send 100 emails?
Mm.
It took me 2 hours and 15 minutes. Okay, if I want to send 1,000, it's going to take me 20 hours.
Yep.
Half a week.
So I'll do 5 hours a week for a month. And then I'll do 1,000. If I get 12 out of 100, when I times that by 4, times that by 10, then I could potentially get 120 gigs paying $1,000.
And you've filled your year.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. What else are you going to be doing? Trying to sell sore balloon? Jacking off at home?
But it's weird that like, that's why I said buy some, if you want to get good at comedy, if you want to get good at producing comedy shows, try sell anything, right?
Yeah.
Because you're not doing comedy when you're trying to sell a show somewhere. Forget that.
Yeah.
You're doing sales.
Yeah.
Because the person on the other side is a customer and they go, what am I getting out of this? And they're not getting a good night where the community comes in and that, right?
Mm.
What you're getting, what they're getting is the opportunity to make $4,000 to $5,000.
Yeah.
Right. So if you solve that problem in your head. So when I was first trying to go regional and do all this sort of stuff, I was going, hey, man, I'm coming, I'm up and coming, all this sort of stuff. Be awesome to be able to. Like, and they're like, no, no, no. As soon as you flip the script and be like, hey, mate, I got this thing you want to buy. It's $1,500, but if you get 50 people on here times this much sort of minimum spend, then you'll be looking to make $4,000 to $5,000.
Yeah. Sell them the drink.
I've got weeks open in this month. It's about in this week of this month, 3 months away. Can I lock you in?
Yep.
And they're like, the question now is then, do I want to spend $1,500 to make $4,000?
Mm.
That question's very easy to answer.
Yeah.
The other question you're asking is, do you want to give me a shot? That's very easy to say no to.
Yeah.
Or more commonly, ignore. Boom. And if they don't get back, then the next week when you sit down for 5 hours, you're like, I've got these follow-ups to go and then I'll try to do another 100. And then you just go, hey, man, sent you an email last week. Just ticking them off at the moment because things are getting like filling up at the moment, so I'd love to lock you in. If you don't want it, say so immediately and I'll take off a list. Otherwise, I'll send you another email in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'll keep annoying you. Yeah.
And they're like, I don't want an email in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, man, sorry, we're busy. No worries. The next one, no worries, man. Hey, what would it take for you in the future to make this a yes? Because I'm happy to work around you.
Mm.
And then they go, oh, I think like it's probably the price point. And you go, oh, sweet, can we do it for $800 then? But I tell you what, I'll just do like a 40 minute instead. And yep. they go, yeah, no, $800. Yeah, cool. I can make this amount of money. Then you go there and you go, but I can't do it on Friday and Saturday, but I can do it on a Sunday or a Thursday. And they go, all right, we've got nothing going on Thursday. Then you've got one extra gig.
Yeah.
Then nice. It goes well. Then the next year, hey, mate, I want to make $5,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not selling you. You're selling. Think about them, yeah. right? They're the customer.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what are they getting out of it? They're getting, you're selling them a business model.
Yep. And then, well, I guess when you started doing shows like that, were you selling your own tickets or were you getting the venue? Like, they'd sell the tickets and take?
Either. I mean, preferably you want them to buy it off you.
Yeah.
I'm just using that figure of 1500 for like a example.
Yeah.
Hot tip. Anyone else who's doing that around the area, send them a message and just be like, we're thinking about doing this. We don't want to undercut you.
Yeah.
Mm.
If you don't mind sharing, we'd love to, because the last thing we want to do is like cannibalize your business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any fucking normal person in their right mind would go, this is thank you so much, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because like that's how fucking capitalism works, mm. right? But you can be like ethical about it.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's just a race to the bottom.
Totally. Yeah. Right. Ideally, you want them to buy it off you because then your budgeting's all fine.
Yeah.
If you can market, as in like you figure out how to do that ad stuff.
Yeah, you're backing yourself that you're going
to
sell the tickets.
You should do the tickets.
Yes.
Because then that deal that you offered him, which is true, is now yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, but instead of getting $1,500, now you're... Correct.
But you're getting more reward.
Totally.
Yeah.
And then you don't live in your mind from gig to gig, right, and go, well, this one's fucking made 800 and this one was 400, but that one was $3,000. You go, well, we're doing these 10 gigs and we know probably we're going to cancel two. That's just kind of life. We know one will probably pop off unexpectedly and that might make $4,000. That's business.
Yep.
That's just how business works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You run a restaurant, some weeks quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Run a comedy club, some nights don't have as many on because someone else is doing something in the area.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just fucking chill out.
Yeah.
You're not a failure. You're just a person running another small business in a country full of small businesses. Just figure out how to do that.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's so sick, dude.
Yeah.
It's fucking, because I think a lot of people.
Do you know what? It's not funny.
It's insane.
There's nothing funny about it.
Yeah.
Like, I thought when I was going to do comedy that it was just going to be hilarious the whole time. And now I'm like, whoop, 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 whoop. But like, if you can figure that out, you can do more of the thing that is.
Yeah.
And I think everybody wants to get out of the swamp. And the swamp is the bottom scene, right?
Mm.
I'm trying this stuff. I'm not getting the laughs I want. I want to perform to real people. I want X, Y, and Z, right? The sooner you can get out of the swamp, like you're a professional comedian. And it's got nothing to do with how funny you are.
Yeah.
But if you're both, try not make money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Put those two things together.
That's what I think. And I think hopefully if I can upskill both at the same time,
yeah,
then down the line is very exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've done your bombing in every area.
Mm.
You've bombed it, but you've fucking... One week, no one got back to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know how food's getting on the table. Also... Ate shit four times.
Yeah.
Life sucks. But this is hard, and sometimes that's what hard feels like.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So like get back at it. Because 6 years down the line when you're like, oh fuck, I got a tax problem.
Yeah.
That's just like you've crushed it that hard where you're like, I need to fucking invest some shit because I need to write this stuff off.
Do you think
I'm not there yet, but yeah. I think that's how you get there.
Do you think being like in the military like helped you develop this type of mindset where you're just like, you're figuring it out. Like, that, you're just a bit more hardened than like your regular fucking open micer that's just going to be like, fuck this shit and give up.
Look, that's the number one question I get, right?
Yeah.
And you probably, I don't know if you agree with this.
He's ex-military too.
Yeah, so. I know. So I think the best thing I got out of the military was I saw complete pieces of shit.
Yeah, dude.
You're looking at one.
You're looking at one, yeah.
Get turned into semi-competent people.
Yeah.
Through systems.
Yeah.
No talent.
Sheer repetition.
No fucking gene pool. just like we've been doing this since sticks and stones, and we reckon we've got all right at it, and we're going to apply that en masse to like children, like 18-year-olds, and on the other end we have a success rate of like 80-something%, and then we can professionally murder people.
It's
fucking not bad. It's not a bad business model, right? When I was in the military, I saw 1,000 people say, I can't do this, and then fucking did something. That was like the coolest thing I ever saw. Someone on that wall, fucking wall.
Yeah,
the
dude.
Big one where they're like, ah.
Yeah, dude, I nearly fucking dislocated some dude's hip on that thing.
Crushes your soul, man, that thing.
Dude,
pull those motherfuckers. Yeah. Get over.
Get over.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like since getting out, I'm like, I've just got to be the guy that like yells at myself to get over the fucking wall.
Yeah, dude. Your own drill sergeant.
So it's just the military sucked heaps, right?
Dude, it teaches you it teaches you failure though. Like they in your like basic training, and you remember this, is like that fucking hell week where everything you do fucking sucks and you can't do anything wrong. And it's the week after everything you did was fucking shit hot and perfect. And what they do is they build you up and then they fucking destroy
you. Sounds like my ex-girlfriend.
And it is it's cool crazy.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Like,
did she also fucking not conquer Afghanistan?
Yeah, dude. Like,
you put her in there, she'll fuck a lot of people up.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. And, dude, she could drink with the best of them too. That's really what it comes down to. But, like, that the psychology of, like, when they're building you up and when you're like in that shit hot week, dude, you remember how fucking crisp your drill was?
Like fucking high your chin is.
Yeah.
Your shoulders are fucking back.
And like everyone's you just look good. Everyone's fucking perfect, dude. And no one can fuck with you. No one can fuck with you. If you go to PT that week, dude, you're doing fucking sprints, 400 meters. You're like, holy fuck, dude, I can't get puffed. I'm doing fucking crazy chin ups. And then the next week, dude, they're like, you're all out of time, you're shook, you're all of a sudden like you're missing stuff that you shouldn't have missed, like, and it's like the most depressing thing in the world. And then you get out of it and then like right at the end of the course, like, oh yeah, that was all on purpose. That was all on purpose. Everything you went through is on purpose and you got through it. And you're like, oh fuck, I did get through it. And then all of a sudden something shitty happens and you're like, oh, you know what? I know what that feels like. It'll be okay.
Yeah, I guess it's the same feeling that, like, I compute this to, like, how ultramarathon runners feel or someone who's climbed Everest or whatever that is. Like, I remember when they do that sleep deprivation in infantry training, you stay awake for, like, 3 days. Fucking rain through hours. I was in a trench full of water. You got to, like, fucking... It sucks. And I think it's really good to know what it hard feels like. Because the best thing I got for my comedy was kind of like a baseline fucking limit of sucking.
Yeah.
Because if the other idea is like, do you want to send 250 emails and maybe no one will get back to you? I'm like, that's way easier than sleeping in a puddle.
Yeah.
That is I just know what bad is.
Yeah.
And then even of my experience, there's other people in the military who are like, you think that's bad? Should be in an ambush in fucking Afghan. And I'm like,
yeah.
So being in a tough situation isn't the worst thing. I talk to a lot of people that do martial arts and especially jiu-jitsu, not for me, but they're like, yeah, you get choked out heaps and it humbles you. I'm like, that's weird. And they're like, no, it's good.
Yeah.
Because that sucks. And I'm like, oh, I get it now.
Yeah.
You're like...
Same as bombing in comedy. It sucks.
That's why you got to go to those other places.
Yeah.
Otherwise you get soft and you get comfy and then you go... And then when you want to try something... That's past where you are. Like, I'm going to go to this festival and I'm going to get an 80-seater and I'm going to do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah. It
fucking destroys you.
Yeah.
Because you haven't gone, you've gone from like 1 to 30.
Yes.
And you haven't sucked along the way enough.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the best thing I got out of the military. Base level fucking misery.
Things suck, yeah. But you can get through it.
And of course you can.
And once you do, then you're like, fuck, I can do it.
Even if you... much shit. Yeah, if you fail and you put everything into it, it doesn't hurt any less, but you're like, at the end of the day, I sent 250 emails, we fucking put the work in and it didn't work out. All right, let's like, all right, well, now we at least we know what doesn't work.
It's better than putting the work in and sucking and failing.
Exactly. And that's, I think, what a lot of people at these festivals are doing. And I still hold the opinion that they are a fucking scam. And, like, the majority of people are being taken advantage of. But you can't argue with your results. You can't argue with bad mums. Mm. You can't argue with, like, all of these other people who are, like, the mid-level comedians who are doing well at these festivals. And I'm like, okay, well, it's not a scam for everyone. Mm. And what sets those people? Oh, okay, they've got a great idea. They've marketed it. They've found their niche. Like you're doing great online because you do all these military videos. Because there's fucking how many thousands?
I made 42 of those before anyone watched.
Yeah,
them.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, no.
But now it's like all of a sudden, like you only need like one unit to like share one of your videos, and then all of a sudden, like it hits the algorithm, and then it's out in the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
And now you've got like young 17-year-olds hitting you up, like, oh, I want to join the military, and now you're doing Q&As, and it's like now you're getting good numbers, and it's like, oh fuck, yeah, he's sound his thing.
Yeah, I think that
to go back to the scam thing. It's like time and energy again. It's not a scam. It's just a very good business model.
Mm.
Unfortunately, those festivals have two customers. One of them is the people that go watch comedy shows. Well, who's the second one?
You're the comedians.
Comedians.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So if you want to have a good business, you want to increase your spend from each customer that you have.
Yeah.
Right? So what are you going to do with your customer base? You're going to be like, these are how much your tickets are. We take this much. Also, if you want a venue, by the way, you're going to have to need insurance. But we got that. If you want to do our stuff, you can do this. Mm. We've got a ticketing service if you need that. But we take this much of a cut,
it's
right?
It's just all convenience.
It's great business.
Right?
Don't blame them for playing the game well.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Because you're right. Ideally, 10 years down the line, you want people to say about you, you're like, have you seen those guys at that talent show that travel around everywhere? Fuck, that's a scam. And you're like, why? Because lots of people go and watch it and it makes heaps of money. Like, what the fuck off, man? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Find out the rules.
Mm.
Do you know why Bad Mums is successful? Because people want to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they have figured out that there is a demographic of people that are underrepresented in a entertainment format and they've stepped up to the plate. They've delivered it with a great poster, with awesome bios, with I'm sure the content's coming any minute.
Mm.
It's delivered in venues that match the quality of the people that they want to come to. It's not in dive bars, you know. You got to think about the back end too. Like, they didn't know it was going to be successful.
Yeah, they were just going up, taking a swing.
So they stood up, they took a swing, they did it well. It got paid back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the price they paid before it happened was we don't know if this is going to work.
Hmm.
But let's do it anyway. And let's do it as best as we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when it comes to a festival, figure out their rules.
Yeah.
And then break them or go around it. Right? So go to a festival, right? One of the ways that they're going to make some money out of you is they're going to go, hey, you should come do insert big, large comedy festival that I don't want to name, right? And they go, you should get a venue. And then also, by the way, we sell some guide space and it's $2,000 for an ad.
Yeah.
And you go,
oh, yeah.
And the person in you goes, well, I'm going to spend that much and then I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, right? Mm. So you're like thousands of dollars in the hole, okay? They're the rules. And they're like, we've got a little workshop too and we're going to tell you how to do some marketing. But then we're going to provide all the solutions to the problems that we've told you that there's going to be along the way.
Mm. Yeah.
There's more money.
Have
right?
you done this?
There's more revenue streams. No, but I've watched a lot of people.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So then you go back and you go, okay, cool. Should I get a $2,000 ad in a guide? Okay. Instead of going, I'm going to get a $2,000 ad in the guide and I'm going to wait for all the people to come in. Instead, I would think about every comedy festival show I've been to and I would imagine and remember the people in the line and I'm going to see if any one of them has a guide in their hand.
Mm.
Because if they're not going, where are we going next? Then you don't have advertisement space.
They're all on their phone.
You've got an expensive fucking piece of printing paper.
Yep.
Yeah.
I would take that $2,000 and I would bring it to where people are. Where are they? They're on their phone. Buy the phone ads. That's it.
2K. They sell phone ads, do they? Or do you just...
You buy phone ads.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. You go to
then
Facebook.
Then you've got
right?
to do the fucking work of your Facebook marketing.
Think about the posters in a magazine.
Yeah.
You want to go, I am doing a show. I'm an accountant, so I'm going to do a show about accounting. And I'm going to put that poster in a guide that anyone can read. Or I'll spend the same money and I'll go to a fucking social media company.
And I'll say, blogger or someone that
give this
accounting.
To people who are in accounting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the other way is just, you're just shotgunning it.
Yeah.
Don't bring a fucking sledgehammer to a fucking surgery, right? Mm. Like, spend your money on a scalpel. Scalpel. Is that the word? Scalpel.
Yeah, scalpel.
That's it. Mm. And if you can figure out the... Because they're trying to make some money. Mm. Good on them.
Yeah.
I don't want it to go under.
Yeah.
I don't want any festival to go under.
No, because it reduces opportunity.
So,
yeah.
Learn how to be successful at them. Mm. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm really good at rugby, okay? But now I want to play AFL. Well, you're not going to fucking bring your fucking rugby skills over there, are you? You're like, I'm doing something different now. I need a different set of skills. What does that thing look like? How do I stand out from the crowd?
Yeah.
That's my two cents on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense. It's good. Otherwise, it's a good take. You're just going to be throwing money into the pit.
Yeah, because and ask anyone who does complain about these things. And go, oh, so you want it to go bankrupt? They'll say no.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, so you want them to make money, just not heaps? And they'll go, I just think more should go, oh, well, maybe just be a better artist.
Yeah.
And being a better artist isn't just all about being on stage.
Mm. Yeah. It's hard too, because if you haven't had someone who's experienced to sit down and talk about it as well, like, it's like, fuck, where do you start? Where do you start?
I was like computer illiterate. I was in the military. They use computers, right?
Yeah.
And then I was a chef.
Yeah.
I punched some fucking like orders in. And I think during COVID, I was like, I need to learn some shit here. Like I'm still like this guy, all that sort of stuff. I was like, this is the cool thing about content, right? YouTube is fucking incredible because the people who are providing content on the internet, right? You can go, how do I make money as an artist? You will get 20 videos, right? So you just watch those 20 videos, take what you want from them, and then you go, I really understood this one and this one and this one, but I didn't know when he was talking about like discipline. What does that mean? So then you go back to YouTube and you go, how to be disciplined. Another 20 videos comes up. Watch those fucking 20 videos, right? Take what you want out of it and go, I don't know what it means by like waking up early. How to wake up early. You're like, holy shit. You put your phone alarm in a different room.
Yep.
Like that's figure out what the problem is. Mm. Right? I want to get up early. The problem isn't you're sleepy and you're doing it. The solution is quit drinking. Whatever the fuck it is for you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Find the, have you ever heard about the five whys?
No.
No.
You got a problem, right? The problem is, this example from something I saw recently is a factory machine keeps clogging up. Let's say they make tea towels.
Right.
And you go, machine's broken. And you go, why? And you go, the cotton's all in the tied up in the thing.
Why?
And you go, why? And you go, the guy operating it, he doesn't really know what he's doing. Why? And you're like, well, we haven't really trained him properly. You go, why? We're understaffed. And you go, cool, I'll hire some more people.
Yeah.
Because you can spend like all your time
trying to
on
fix
the machine
when it's a staff problem.
Right? Yeah. So then like go back, like just whiteboards are real cool, hey?
Yeah.
Do you know like this is crazy concept where you can just like write down what you think?
Yeah.
And then like assess it?
Yeah.
I try and do that a lot and do a lot of journaling and stuff and just be like, I don't, because I get confused quite often. So I'll just go, I want to sell a show in Newcastle. How? Well, I'm going to have to get X amount of people in there. How? The answer is find out where my people are.
Right.
So for this show right now, I've got a ad running in Singleton.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Right.
That's where all the military accommodation and stuff is.
It's where the barracks is.
Yeah. It says, jump on the train, get out of Singo for the weekend.
Yeah.
Come
yeah.
see a comedy show.
Fuck, dude, that's so smart.
Yeah.
And it's not it's even simple. That smart, but it's simple, but it's just like, that's so fucking smart.
Yeah.
Just, it's like,
how?
Why are you trying to reinvent the fucking wheel with all this other shit when it's just like, it's so simple?
Yeah.
Yeah.
how?
Yeah.
And then, like, hopefully if I get more qualified and just fail a bit more and figure out what doesn't work and stuff, there might be two more hows past that.
Yeah.
Until you're like, I find that really exciting.
Mm.
So if you guys would want to get your Wednesday show really pumping, right, I would just figure out what you want to do.
Mm.
I would write that somewhere.
Yep.
And then I would attack it from that angle, and then from that one, and then from that one, and then that one. I would do the whys first. Why do I want to do this? Because the answer might be, I want to perform a solo show.
Mm.
And I think this is how I'm going to get notoriety.
Yeah. The why is actually like, we want more clips for like online.
Cool.
So we film the show.
Can I ask you another question?
Yeah.
Why? Why do you want more clips?
To get like a Patreon rolling, get fucking people following what we're doing, that sort of stuff.
Why?
Because it'd be sick. Make money.
Make money.
Yeah.
Right? So now you go, there you go. Cool. I understand what I want. So I want to bring people. I want to make a community because I know from a community I can get Patreon. From Patreon, I can make money. I'm assuming then you can not – end goal is to do this and not have another job, right?
Yeah.
So I reckon if you went back why enough, that's it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So then it's like, well, why do I want to do this? The answer is probably going to be because it makes me happy.
Mm. Yeah.
And you go, how to be happy? How?
Yeah.
Right? And then the end thing is you get to like talent show, right? And you go, I think this is the thing. All right, let's fucking triple down on this. Because I've mapped it out. And I think if we've got a path and if we follow the path and then figure out how long it's going to take, right? You go, I think if we do this at this capacity, 7 clips a week, this many things, boom, 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 this will take us 2 years, right?
Yep.
Then you go, wow, if that's what it is, now what does it look like if I do 3 clips a week? Goes to 4.
Mm.
But then scale it back the other way. What if we're doing 16? Yep. And you go, man, maybe there's, and then one gets lucky every now and then, and you go, cool. How do we do 16?
Mm.
You go, well, we need to get people in with followings, and you go, cool. All right, let's try and engage this person with like 100,000 followers.
Yeah,
like
maybe a magician that's fucking already got a following.
Exactly. And, yeah. So then it's like growing, right? And you start getting the hows, right? You just, it's like making fucking actual strategical moves to be like, I've got time and effort, and if I do too many things, I get tired.
Yeah.
And once I get tired, I'm shit.
Yeah.
I'm grumpy. I need to go to sleep. So instead of doing those fucking 10 things a day, I'm just going to do 3 of them really well.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have more time. Like, I'm going to talk to the people around me, and I'm going to have listen to them, and I'm going to have general conversations. Like,
yeah. Nice
ones. And it's like getting that data too. And it sucks sometimes, like having to go through that to like, oh, I fly it out in the street for like 4 hours and fucking no one showed up to the show, and that sucked. And then you get a bit deflated and you're like, all right, we'll run Facebook ads, and you run Facebook ads, but you don't do it properly. And you're like failing and failing and failing. But like, I guess like you were talking with the military, it's just like that suck is better than like other stuff that sucks. And I would rather keep doing that and like practicing those different things and like figuring it out.
And then never keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
Don't fucking figure something out that works and tell no one.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Because like everyone needs to know.
Yeah.
Do you know why? Because then they can move on to the next level and start failing. Right.
Mm. Yeah.
And if you're the person that tells everyone what you've discovered, then when they discover something,
they're going to tell you.
They'll tell you. Yeah. You go, yeah. Oh, fuck, man, I've been doing all this. And you go, yeah. Oh, shit, dude, I can you save me 6 weeks. Cool. Move up.
Yeah.
Right? There will be some people that, no, this is my pie and I want my smaller part. I want this part of my pie.
Mm.
Or we can just grow the pie.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Just
have more pie.
Rising tide.
Right?
Rising tide.
Rising tide raises all ships, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, I obviously am quite passionate and nerdy about this. Right, I like it.
Mm.
And I just try and tell everyone because I'm like, I see some people that are really good at comedy perform to no one. I'm like, dude, ads. And they're like, ah. And I'm like, mate.
Yeah, I tried that. Didn't go well.
People need to see it. It's real funny, man. Yeah. That joke about that is awesome. I wish you should go somewhere, do it there because they've got clips. Get a clip.
Yeah.
Clips. If you can't do clips, figure out how to make clips. If you can't make clips, figure out how to make enough money to pay for someone to do clips.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's all experience as well. Like, I just recently got a job. I'm really fucking happy about it because it's a really cool job. And part of my experience with, like, dealing with Facebook ads, running like advertising and just talking about like some of the little tiny fucking 1% or 0.1% of what I know.
Mm.
And they're like, oh yeah, sweet. That like that would actually transfer over into our business. They're like, cool. I'm like, all right, sweet. Like me and Ethan are actually fucking pretty good at making posters now.
Mm.
Like we're actually fucking like we're pretty good at making clips. Like Ethan's very good at making clips, I should say. I'm still kind of learning, but it's just like all of that stuff. It's like, all right, sweet. You can use that in other facets of life as well.
We also have now skills now that can offer new value, right? So you go, all right, comedy festival, what a scam.
Mm.
They make these problems and I solve and they solve them for us. What a scam.
Yeah.
Right? So now you look at you and you go, oh, I've got this skill, right?
Mm.
So then you start going out there and you go, I've got this footage. Hey, do you want me to cut up free clips for you for like $75?
Mm.
And they go, I'd love that. I fucking hate doing it and I don't know how, right?
Yeah.
Or you go, I've got these clips. Do you know how to make clips? And they go, nah, look, I haven't really done it before. And you go, do you want me to do it for you? Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, even better, if you want to get full fucking entrepreneurial about it, you want to be like, hey, do you want to do like 3 sessions with me and I'll teach you how?
Yeah.
It's $400, right?
Yeah.
And some people will be like, fuck no, dude. I just want the clip.
And then you go, cool, here cool, it is, here right? It is.
But a lot of people will be like, no, I want to learn.
Imagine selling clips. Let's use $75 as an example. I'm going off a tangent here, but I like it, right? 10 times a week.
You're done.
Right?
Yeah, that's like, sweet, I can live off that.
And then you do the show to sell clips.
Yeah.
Right? And you go, don't worry about making money on this. We're actually selling clips.
Yeah.
So let's do 3 shows, all places. Let's film them.
Mm.
Let's get the gear that we need and let's just make buku money selling clips. That is like a business model. Whether you want to do that or not, I'm not telling you should do it, but that's how you get to start thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Or you go, I need something. I need $500 to increase my career like this, right?
Yeah.
I hear a lot of people say that. They're like, oh, I'd love to, but I don't have the money. And you go,
well, how much do you need?
How much do you need?
Yeah.
And they go, I need $500. You go, how are you going to make $500? They go, well, I guess I could do that. How much do you make from that? $50. Well, how are you going to do that 10 times?
Mm.
That doesn't affect your like your effort in that you can put into your career.
Yeah.
Right? And they go, well, I've got equipment that I only use once a month. Like, hire your equipment out.
Mm.
And then when you get that money, go to the podcast studio and get everything you need to do the thing that you love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That's kind of like, that's kind of business, right?
Yeah.
That's what you've got to do.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. That makes so much sense. But like,
I started doing that a while ago. Everyone kept taking me out for lunch. They're like, can you go? Can we take our fucking lunch? And I said, I don't need lunch, bro. I'm pretty busy at the moment. And they go, I'll give you $200. And I said, done.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've failed heaps. I was like, if you want to pay me for the knowledge, I'll just, sure.
Yeah.
But then I just put that money away. And then I'm like, I'll just make content because I need more content. And then you just go, well, I'm funding that through the thing. Mm. And that's cool. Like, that's another how.
Yeah.
It's also about like when you're like, so you've seen my set, you've seen me, we performed a couple
very
of
funny
times
last
now.
Night too.
Thank you,
I
man.
Enjoyed that, yeah.
Yeah. But like I've got a full-time job. Like my full-time job pays the bills at the moment. So my comedy money is literally just like, all right, sweet. That money gets put aside. And then it gets reinvested into comedy. Like if we need gear, if we got to buy stuff, like if we're running ads, it's like, all right, sweet. I was very fortunate this week. I've had an MC spot and I've got booked for the weekend. So like we're fucking, you know, up $250 for the week. Cool. What gear do we need? We need another light. I got to buy some drugs for my wife's 30th. But apart from that, we're fucking sweet. And then the rest of it goes into the little kitty. And then I've got cash there and we're good.
I'll take that idea and go one further, right? You want to open a cafe. Costs $400,000, $600,000, right? Million if you want a good fit out. Mm. Staff, machines, stock, all this sort of stuff. Okay? You don't wait until you have $1 million. To open the cafe because you're like, if we make 100,000 years, it's 10 years, we'll be ahead, right? So what do you do instead?
Get a loan.
Get a fucking loan.
Mm. Mm.
You invest. You get debt to invest in your future, right?
Yeah.
and you go, I think if I get $1 million thing, you're like, I'm going to have to pay 1 point whatever, fuck, you're the guy, right?
Yeah.
But I can service that loan, and then in the end we can sell it off for like $2 million, but we've made an income along the way.
Yeah.
Right? This is a business.
Mm.
So you could be like, you could think about this in one way, right? You're like, what would I need to tour Australia? You're like, I'm going to need a fucking massive car and I'm going to need an equipment and all that sort of stuff. Ah, oh, man, that costs $40,000. You're like, I could do a lot of gigs until I get $40,000.
Mm.
Or you can get a loan that you pay back for $130 a fucking fortnight.
Yeah.
And you can start living your fucking dream. Mm.
Yeah.
Right? Because transfer forward when you're 75 years of age, right? And you're sitting around with some other motherfucker that didn't live his job, like his life dream, and he's complaining about X, Y, and Z, and this is a scam and that's everything and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And then you just like time travel there and you talk to your old self and you go, oh, do you reckon if you just got like a 50 grand loan, what'd your life look like? Would that be worth it?
Yeah, but
the answer's yes.
Yeah, but it's like roll the fucking dice.
It's like also people get the 50 grand loan and instead of spending it on the fucking thing that they got the loan for, they're like,
fuck it.
Ah, oh, fuck it. Let's go out for dinner tonight. Yeah. Let's fuck
that. That is like the best advice for someone who has their head screwed on.
Yeah.
But,
you don't.
But that is the price you pay
to
roll the fucking dice, right?
Yeah.
That is the price you pay for being in the arena and not in the stands.
Yes.
It's like you want to be in the stands? Go do fucking stand shit. Be safe.
Yeah.
Be a fucking normal human being. Get a job. Wear whatever they tell you to do. Do the thing.
Yeah.
Or figure out what your life wants to be like and go get it. And if that includes taking a risk, it's the price you pay for being in the arena.
Yeah.
Dude, one of the craziest things yesterday, I spoke to someone and spent their entire life on the dole. Don't work, but they had nearly $600,000, and they're like, "Oh, like I'm looking for looking to invest or whatever." I'm like, "Okay, like what's your income?" They're like, "Oh, $600 a fortnight because I've got all of this money. Like that's all the government will give me."
Mm.
And I'm like, "All right, cool. Let's just like punch in the interest calculator." I was like, "How much are you gonna earn on this money per month?" And I was like, oh, you're actually going to earn like $1,500 a month in interest off this money right there. I was like, you'll actually earn more money on interest on that than you will on the dole.
Hmm.
And they're like, oh. And I was like, it's cool. It's great. And we'd love to have your business, but I've already resigned. So I was like, go call 3 financial advisors. I said, because that's the sort of money that is life-changing. I said, if I had that money, I would kind of be able to set myself up. I'd be able to do with that money. I would be able to pay all of my bills. I would have a place to live and I would never have to worry about food.
Mm.
And I said, and there's people who are way smarter than me who can give you way better advice and do 10 times what I could do with my base knowledge. And I already know what I can do with that money. So I said, as soon as you get off the phone to me, call 3 different financial advisors, tell them how much money you're going to have.
Get some data.
And fucking go out there. I said, because you can set yourself up. I said, because what's it doing now? I said, are you just spending it? She goes, yeah. I said, yeah, you just like, you, I said, the trap that you people fall in with money is they nickel and dime themselves.
Mm.
They slowly like cut into it and they're not doing anything with the money. And I said, and then you get family. I said, if you've got it invested and family come to you for money, I was like, you can't touch it because it's in the fund.
There's no way that you shouldn't be getting at least 10% on that, which you could easily.
At the moment,
and then you
can get
put 500 grand of that away.
Yeah.
And then you've got 100 grand of fuck you money.
Mm.
And then you've got 500 grand at 10%. That's like 50
grand a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like that person's like, but sooner or later, you got to figure out what you want to do with your life.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, but what do you want to do with it?
Yeah.
Because someone was around in the year 1115 who you've never heard of.
Mm.
They didn't have any options.
Yeah.
Right? And like, guess what? In 150 years, no one fucking knows you were here.
No.
Me included, even if it goes well. I saw like, you see celebrities die every now and then, and if they're not huge and they're just kind of people that have achieved fucking heaps but not superstars.
Yeah.
Bah, 24 hours of fucking minimal. They're like, oh, that guy that was on that show passed away.
Yeah.
He was on a show. I'm not on a show.
Yeah.
He was achieved amazing things, right? So red hot, in 100 years, you're nobody, right? So you've got to figure out what you want to do.
Yeah.
and then like have that conversation with you at 90. Like, hey, did you like I'm pretty in on comedy and I'm making fucking minimal cash, right? But it's getting there.
Yeah.
I could be at the top
it
of
has
the
potential.
I could be, yeah. But I could be at the peak. I don't know. And you never do. Yeah. Right? It's all could all be downhill from here, right? But if I fast forward when I'm 90 and be like, hey Jared, like do you even regret like spending that 7 to 15 years trying to do comedy? I know what the answer is.
Yeah.
I know what the answer is.
It's not gonna be no, I wish I had a sat at a fucking 9 to 5.
Totally. Under, right?
Yeah.
Think about the path that you haven't taken.
Yeah.
Or the one that you currently are.
Mm.
And be like, oh, could I just fucking suck at something else? Yeah.
Yeah.
And you might figure it out.
Which is, there's nothing wrong with doing the 9 to 5 if you want to be Mr. Family and Kids and fucking all that shit.
Oh, do it. That's do it 120%.
Cool. That's the goal. Too. That's the goal. If that's your goal, that's the goal.
But then go the back why on that. And the why is like, oh, I really like it. It makes me happy.
Yeah.
I'll fucking have 17 kids and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like, I love that stuff so much.
Yeah. That's
you don't have, no one has to be anything. Yeah. You just got to be what you want to be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like that's the whole thing.
Yeah. Because at the end, there's going to be one day when you're fucking lying on your bed and you've got the people that care about you around you and you're going to be looking back on it. Or you're going to die and you get to meet that dude in between here and there, wherever there is, and he's going back through and you're going through all your regrets because that's what happens because they've had people revived. And they're like, what happened? They're like, oh, I feel really bad because I've been shitty to all of these people.
I wish I played the piano.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I always fucking look back on it. I'm like, I'll hear, I was listening to podcasts on the way here with Craig Jones. And I started jiu-jitsu when I was like 18. But I was just too inconsistent. And I pick it up for like a couple of months. And then I fall off and it's been 12, 13 years. And I'm like, fuck, I'd have been a black belt by now.
Mm.
I'd have been a fucking black belt by now. And now I'm too fat to do it. I'm too old to do it.
Not.
Yeah.
You know.
But you're right. If I turn around and I get back into it, I'm like, I'll be 42 and I'll be a black belt, but I'll still be a fucking black belt.
Or
you'd be Adam Ronan.
Or you don't.
Yeah.
And you still want to. And then when you're 42, you go, fuck, I wish I did it that day after the podcast.
Yeah.
Because, like, time's linear, right?
Yeah.
You're going to get there eventually.
Mm.
Like, we get there quicker now because time's shorter.
Yeah.
The older you get, the quicker it goes.
Yeah, exactly,
so
dude.
It'll feel like you're a black belt even faster. There you go.
Yeah, dude.
Motivation.
Do tomorrow today. That's just I heard. Yeah. Something I heard recently. Like, do something today that tomorrow you will thank you for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My whole last year of like this fucked up relationship I was in was just so much of that like putting shit off that I was supposed to be doing. And I like just getting this van finished, like it just completely all progress in my life just fucking stopped for like a year and a half. It was crazy.
Mm.
I was like, I can't even really like write properly. Like my brain is just in such a fucking survival state that like this is all fucked. And then, and now coming out of it, I'm just like, I'm just slowly clawing my way back. Just like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old are you?
32.
What do you want to be? How do you want to think when you're 42? What do you want to be? Look back on that 10 years and be like, hell yeah. Like, what would that be for you?
Just like, first thing I want to do is get this van done, start driving around the country, doing.
I'm talking to you, you're 42 years of age. Yeah. How's your last 10 years? What are you most proud of?
Well, whatever progress I've made, I guess.
I would then, how many days are in 10 years?
3,650 plus leap years.
I wonder out if you figured out what you wanted to do, divided that by 3,000 things, that'll give you exactly what you need to do every day.
Mm.
You can tell I work at a bank. Yeah. I was just like,
Well, it's times 10, Mitch. It's not fucking rocket science.
Yeah. Mr. Genius man over here.
I'm pretty fucking smart, guys. Yeah. I can multiply by 10.
The amazing saying with writers is, the old saying with writers is, you want to be a writer? Write a million words, then you're ready to start.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
So, like, whatever your thing is you want to do, figure out what your million words is.
Yeah.
And then just start doing that.
Even having comedy is like a thing that, like, oh, this is what I want to fucking do. Is you're already 90% ahead of so many other people that are just working and they're just like, I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm also
just to work.
I'm also just as baseline funny.
Yeah.
I'm not exceptional. I just, that's the difference is but just a lot the, of them the work.
Like, I could never do that. And you're like, yes, you could.
Yeah.
You can.
You can.
Yeah, like, yeah. Message me, bro. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, that's, I mean, but then now I can get to do what I want.
Yeah.
I didn't do this because I want to be good at ads.
Mm.
Right? That was just one of the things I had to figure out to do the thing that I liked.
Yes.
Because that's what I want to do with my life. Mm. And it makes me happy. And when I'm old, I want to be like, "Fuck, that was the best time, man. It was so funny, and this happened," and be really interesting and have a sharp mind because I've lived a fulfilled life.
Yeah.
If that meant I had to watch 15 YouTube videos about metadata, that's a good price to pay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a really, really simple price
to pay. And that is actually a very simple thing that, like, I guess it's hard too because there's so much, like, bullshit out there as well. Like, if you had a goal, like, oh, I want to grow my Instagram followers, and then you, like, type that in, you're just going to get, a heap of ads, a heap of shit of, like, people trying to sell you the wrong fucking thing.
Scams.
You also have to, like, be able to discern and fucking wade through the bullshit to be like, all right, this is actually good. Like, this will actually work. Yeah.
On my journey to find out how to get people to come to my comedy show, I just had to get I just went through the bullshit. I still watch the videos.
Yeah.
Then I got to the end, I went, oh, no, this is crap.
Yeah.
But like, I wasn't to be able to get to the good stuff that made the breakthrough in my mind to make the connection without, I bombed at learning.
Yeah.
Right?
That's fine.
Just
that's
bomb.
What happens. Yeah.
Just bomb at stuff.
And there's people that have like bought Instagram followers that I know. And it's like, well, that's, you can shit on them for it, but you're like, that person was trying to fucking do something.
Yeah, they gave it a shot.
Like, they were giving it a shot. Yeah, it's the wrong fucking thing to do. And, like, you had to learn the hard way that that's not going to sell tickets to your show. But they fucking gave it a crack.
Yeah.
It didn't work. Fucking try something else.
They should tell everyone about that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that's the thing with failure. It's kind of like, oh, we'll chuck that under the rug. And
oh, I would be so cool. I would be so cool and impressed if I saw someone on camera, to camera, being like, so I bought 2,000 Instagram followers and this is what it did to my account and my career. Mm,
yeah.
That's the hook, right?
Yeah.
I went there. It cost me this much. I found out this. I had to go do that. A better solution would be, boom, fuck, try not get 30,000 views on that video.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a clip right there. I bought 2,000.
Don't followers. Do it for me because it sounds like I did it.
All right, man. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
I'm glad you got out of it. I hope it didn't sound too pompous.
No, dude.
If anyone's listening and you're like, this guy's a fuckhead, I'm just really passionate about it.
The only person that I've ever heard call you, like, be like, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about, was my ex-girlfriend. I was in the car with her and I fucking lost my shit. I was what are you talking about? You don't know. Like, this guy's sharing fucking knowledge. I lost my shit. But she was just a fucking...
She's a hater.
Trying to get a reaction out of me. And she got the reaction. I fucking bit.
Good.
I'm just really passionate about it. It's interesting. I find it cool. It's final statement is that we're not comedians. We've got to do showbiz. Mm. And there's two parts of showbiz.
Mm.
Yeah. The show.
And the biz.
And the biz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get good at both.
Yeah.
And life gets easier.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. It gets easier because it's always hard.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't have to be...
Run an open mic. Start there.
Yeah, dude.
But thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Have you got any shows coming up to plug? Obviously, you're doing shows this weekend, but the podcast will be out next week.
I don't know. Fucking send us a message or something. I don't know. If you liked it or you've got other questions or something, feel free to send me a message or something. Yeah, I don't really care, but...
Your Instagram?
Just my name, Jared Goundry. Just give us a like. I mean, and then the final thing is we live in a world of algorithms, right?
Hmm.
And this is something that I try and do nearly all the time, right? If you see someone that you like doing something, putting themselves out there and making something that you know is difficult, the best way you can help them is to just watch it and let it run through. Yep. You don't even have to, you can put the sound down and put it next to you, right? If I see some of my friends just go, I put a stand-up clip out, I go double tap.
Yep.
And just let it run.
Yeah.
Because like... the world is full of like good karma's thing, a real thing. I think you don't manifest what you want. You manifest who you are. And if you're a good person that helps out your friends, you just don't know when you need them.
Yeah,
exactly, dude.
Yeah.
It all comes around.
Totally.
Yeah.
The shit and the good.
Yeah.
I don't need anything from anyone listening to this. Just enjoy it. And
thanks, man.
Yeah. If like, you didn't like it, don't talk to me about it either. Because I honestly don't need that. That's real negative energy.
If you don't, I will fight with you in the car. I will scream at you.
Yeah, I know a little bit of jiu-jitsu too, so
you did
let's
fucking
go.
Thank you very much, dude.
Thanks,
appreciate
man.
It.
Cheers.